Doug Peacock spent much of his life alone in the wilderness in Montana and Wyoming observing grizzly bears. Director Ben Moon just released a short film titled Grizzly Country, focusing on Peacock's life and connection to grizzlies. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska spoke with Doug Peacock about how grizzly bears helped him after returning from Vietnam and why he believes they need to continue to be protected.
The one place I've always been comfortable is the wilderness, you know, the wilderness, especially in the American West. And so, you know, I went up into the mountains where I ran into grizzlies. I wasn't looking for them, but they were there, and they certainly get your attention. And it just turned out that was the one thing I needed above all things, was something bigger than myself, where self-indulgence is really impossible in grizzly country because you've got something out there that can kill and eat you anytime it wants to, even though it tends not to. And you know, you have to take stock of the grizzly. And that precludes a lot of shallow, intrusive thought. It's really an enforced humility, and it was just what I needed. They command your attention, you know. You can't walk down the trail thinking about your portfolio or your girlfriend or anything like that. You know, your senses are all tuned into, you know, something potentially dangerous. It's certainly dominant. I mean, a grizzly bear just covers a complexion of an entire place. You know, it's the one animal in North America that challenges the most arrogant being on earth, which is Homo sapien, for its position in the world. You know, we're not top dog. We're not the top of the pyramid.
The film Grizzly Country, why was that something that you wanted to do?
My daughter's friend set it up. And when I saw the finished product, I was stunned. It's so beautiful. It takes my breath away.
How do you feel about the politics of grizzly bears today?
The same federal agency delisted the grizz back in 2007. We went to court and got them back on the list. They did it. And, you know, they announced that on the 3rd of March, 2016. I immediately wrote a letter to Obama that was, you know, was signed by all my well-known friends. 14 of us signed that letter, and that was the beginning of this campaign that ended up, it now has a name. It's Save the Yellowstone Grizzly. They wanted to produce a film that we would, as a tool, that we would subsequently take on the road, and I'd ask people like Jeff Bridges to go with me, and we'd contact, you know, as much of, especially the rural population of Montana, that we could.
And you are hoping that the film will make people more aware of this issue?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't see it as a thing unto itself. I see it as a tool. You know, I would carry it around and show it to as many people as possible. You know, I have made films in my past, but I'm not a filmmaker and really don't care about that kind of stuff much anymore. But it's a tool. And I'd go around with, you know, some of my close friends, and we just have a dog and pony show. But, you know, we'd show this film and then engage with questions and comments. You know, we'd listen and we'd give our side of it, too. Grizzly bears are not the only thing threatened with near extinction by climate change. We're in exactly the same dinghy, you know. We're, you know, where the bear goes, we're going to be right with them. And, you know, I take this whole thing really serious because not just in my bears, but, you know, my first grandchild was born in October. I got lots of reasons, and I plan on fighting for the rest of my life. You know, it may be grizzlies, but really we're fighting for all of us.
So do grizzlies kind of exemplify the wilderness of the earth?
They do, and they're so human-like in so many ways. Their habitats, you know, their physical appearance, you know, where they live and what they eat. It's the same as humans. You know, they're great omnivores. And ever since humans have come to North America, they've followed the footprints of grizzly bears for 20,000 years. That gives me immense kinship.